The following episode of Annals on Call is brought to you by Annals of Internal Medicine. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and participants during this episode are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the American College of Physicians, the editors of Annals of Internal Medicine, or the institutions that the speakers are affiliated with unless so identified. All relevant financial relationships have been mitigated. Information contained herein should never be used as a substitute for clinical judgment. For more episodes, links to CME and MOC, or to view disclosures, visit go.annals.org/oncall.
Physicians, do what's in the best interest of patients. Certainly do no harm. Respect patient autonomy and do the best we can for all patients.
Welcome to Annals on Call, a podcast based upon articles from the Annals of Internal Medicine in which we discuss the implications of the article for you, the listener. This is Dr. Bob Centaur. I'm Professor Emeritus at the University of Alabama at Birmingham and former Chair of the Board of Regents for the American College of Physicians.
This episode of Annals on Call is based on an article titled Physicians Are Not Providers, The Ethical Significance of Names in Healthcare, a policy paper from the American College of Physicians. Joining on this podcast is first Dr. Robert McLean, who's a rheumatologist and a clinical professor of medicine at Yale and former president of the American College of Physicians. He introduces the topic, and then we go to a member of the ethics committee, Dr. Jan Carney, who's Associate Dean for Public Health and Health Policy and Professor of Medicine at the University of Vermont. We hope that you will find this an interesting and informative podcast. Robert, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. I remember when you were president and wrote about the problem of the word provider and really energized the American College of Physicians to talk about it. I'd like you to go ahead and tell that story and how exciting it is that now the Ethics Committee has done such a wonderful job in writing about what this problem is.
Yes, no, thank you, Bob. This is a topic near and dear to my heart, and I'm just thrilled that the Ethics Committee brought this paper kind of over the finish line. And I think it's an interesting story to think about where it started. And it started for me as when I was becoming president of the ACP in April of 2019. As you know, there's a business meeting where the officers kind of take their oath and they become the officers. And 2 days before that is the convocation ceremony, which is this very honorific, big formal thing every year. Very moving. You have the new fellows inducted. You have award winners and a whole bunch of things go there. And it's very moving and nice. And during the convocation, the American College of Physicians has a pledge that everyone stands up and, you know, raises their hand and says, and it's the only time of the year that you ever talk about it or do it. But it had a couple lines that really struck me, and I looked it up because I couldn't remember which ones. But one of the lines was, I pledge blah, 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 to respect the reputation and integrity of my colleagues and a whole bunch of other things. So this happens on Thursday night. I don't know what I'm going to say when I become president. Everyone gives a little 3-minute spiel. So I'm thinking on like Saturday morning, what can I say that's kind of interesting? And there have been a number of essays and papers in the last 10 years before that where people wrote op-eds saying, you know what, I don't like the word provider. It's too market-driven. It's not good. And I said, you know, if I'm going to look out for my colleagues, it really gets under my skin when they're called providers or where they call each other providers. So I came up with this idea at the beginning of my doing my little speech to the business meeting to ask people to stand up and take a pledge that they would not use the word provider when referring to fellow physicians, and further that they would encourage their colleagues to do the same. Not a big deal. Everyone stood up, they kind of smiled and clapped. And what struck me, and I wrote about this in my president's column a few months later, was 4 or 5 people immediately after that came up to me and were like, thank you so much. That was so meaningful, that was great. And then as one of the officers, we attend all the committee meetings of the college. And probably soon after I was president, a month or so later, I was at one of the committee meetings. I can't remember which was the first one. And somebody said, hey, are you gonna make us take the pledge? before we start our committee meeting. And I'm like, well, I hadn't really thought about that. So they're like, yeah, let's do it. So I started asking everyone at the beginning, all these different committee meetings, to take the same pledge. And people loved it. So at the ethics committee meeting, which was that summer, we did the same thing. And Lois Snyder Somasi, who heads up that committee, it really generated some interest in her, because she told me afterwards she'd been bothered by this. And she's not a physician. She's a lawyer by training. This word had bothered her for years. And she said, you know what? We should look at the ethical issues around these titles and how it affects patients, how it affects physicians. So she and I had a couple conversations, kind of drafted up a couple little stuff. Then COVID hit, kind of got busy with other things. And then Lois has kind of carried that through to the ethics committee. And I have not been on the committee, so I don't know all the details, except to see the finished product, which came out a week ago. So it is thrilling, and it's gotten a lot of good media buzz. And I think it's made a lot of people who had seen it and thought about it talk about it as more serious, not just a preference of titles, but a real ethical issue. Because there's a lot of bad press now around the marketization and the profit making in healthcare, and it gets at that from a slightly different angle, which is that it completely demeans the patient-physician relationship and the trust and the fear. It's not a transaction. You know, we have real relationships. So it kind of brings all that together, and it is wonderful to see it take a life that it's taken.
Well, Robert, we all must thank you for really stimulating this and stimulating the attention of all of us since your initiation of this concept. I often tell my house staff not to use the word provider and why. And this is a great introduction to a discussion of the ethics committee. And fortunately, in that wonderful article, they quote you, and that's so deserving. So thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. It was a thrill to see that.
Jan, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. I was delighted to read the policy paper in the Annals and immediately said, I need to get in touch with Jan to see whether or not we can discuss it. So the first thing I'd like you to talk about, which is so nicely described in the paper, is why words and labels are very important.
Well, first of all, thank you for inviting me. And the background is that words really matter, and they describe what is those relationships between patients and physicians. And in some ways, if we use terms such as provider, it deprofessionalizes us and our relationships with those patients. And it's not what physicians want, and it's not what patients want.
I agree 100%. When did this, and I really hate the term provider, when did that enter common usage, and why do you think it entered common usage?
Well, it actually started in the 60s with the passage of Medicare and Medicaid. And at that point, individuals, actually institutions, were called providers of service. And it was really meant to refer to hospitals and clinics and institutions and later health insurance companies, and was not really intended to reflect in any way that personal relationship between physicians and patients. And so that kind of grew over time, and more recent years with sort of shifts in our healthcare system away from as many independent small private practices and to more health systems. And it's something that's depersonalized that relationship. So that's sort of the evolution and where we are now. And it can refer from every single health professional, from physicians to nurses and physicians assistants to insurance companies.
So what I'd like you to do, which is really nice in the paper, is contrast our understanding of what it means to be a physician with the implications of the term provider and why that aggravates so many of us so much.
Physicians are a learned profession in the history of medicine. And we all know that physicians go through pre-medical, medical training, residency training, sometimes fellowship training, continuing education. And in addition, it's not just that, it's that physicians have an ethical responsibility for that patient-physician relationship. As an example, physicians do what's in the best interests of patients, certainly do no harm, respect patient autonomy, and in a scenario where we have limited resources, do the best we can for all patients. So that's a broad and relational responsibility. That relationship between patients and physicians is very, very important. In contrast, providers provide. And it really reflects more of a neutral, consumer-focused orientation. And medical care is not a simple service. Contrast to think about providers or providers of groceries in a grocery store, or if you are buying something or shopping online, that's more of a consumer transactional relationship, and medicine is so much more than that.
Yeah, let's think about this. I really like the way you describe it, and as you were talking, it was obvious to me that every encounter I have with patients is me trying to understand them, them trying to understand me, trying to understand what's wrong with them and how we can help them on their road. I often tell people we don't save any lives, but we improve a lot of lives. And our goal is to improve lives. And it's not something that you can just automatically know what to do, which is what a provider does. They automatically know what to do, but this is much more nuanced. And I think that's what you're talking about, is the nuance of the doctor-patient relationship or the patient-doctor relationship, whichever way you want to phrase it.
Exactly, exactly. And healthcare is two words, health and care. And so physicians work extremely hard to maintain or improve the health of patients they've seen. And they do that in a way that's compassionate and caring and puts the patient's interest first and foremost. So yes, that's exactly correct.
So on the ethics committee, and I'm just, once again, I'm just so delighted that this committee spent time working on this. What did you take as the key points in the discussion and in the paper that resonates with me and I'm sure is going to resonate with our listeners?
A few things. First, that this term has sort of evolved from something that it wasn't intended and become in common parlance. And so we have to think about, as the health systems have changed, but we have to really get back to the names and the language that really reflect what physicians do. That was one point. Another is that we have to think about this in that relationship between patients and physicians. And that is very, very different from a transactional relationship of consumers and goods or providers in that more generic sense. And then we have to emphasize the ethical obligations of physicians, which is unique. It's part of the history of medicine. It's what we do and who we are as a profession. And again, that's to put the patients first and foremost, certainly to do no harm, to respect that patient autonomy, and to do the best we can for patients as a whole. So those are some of the key points, and that the language we use, the term physician and provider, are not synonymous, and it is extremely important for us to use the correct terminology.
One of the things that has concerned me is that provider lumped different types of professionals into one word as if they're all equal. I certainly think I know that I'm a physician and I want to be called a physician. How might we refer to nurse practitioners and physician's assistants who are important in the healthcare system and for patients, but very different from physicians?
Well, first, we're all part of a team that's to do the best that we can for patients. And exactly, and everyone has a different role on that team. Our policy recommendation talks about physicians being called physicians. And for other health professionals, nurse practitioners, physician's assistants, or others, at a minimum, we talk about clinicians and health professionals. And we just get away from that provider word at all costs. And we don't speak for those other professions, but certainly hope that this focus on our recommendation to not use the term provider will start those conversations more broadly.
So I'd love to see your final thoughts, because my guess is there were multiple meetings and multiple discussions through the ethics committee, probably less contentious than often with an ethics committee. And so what else do you want the listeners to know?
I think we need to get back to calling physicians physicians. And I think that would be my goal. And I think the ethics committee would be highly supportive of that. And in our conversations, whether we're in independent practices or large systems or academic centers or rural locations, the physicians are called physicians. I think that's really important. It's what physicians want. It's certainly what patients want, and it reflects our profession.
Well, Jan, thank you, and please thank the entire ethics committee for me for putting together this paper, writing it beautifully, and for putting this topic front and center in front of all of our members.
You're very welcome.
Now it's time for Bob's Pearls. This very interesting paper reinforces some things that I've thought of for quite some time, as you could tell from the discussion with Dr. McLean. There's something special about the term physicians, because we are professionals, we're professionally trained, and we continue to work on being professionals. And that's a very special thing in the field of education. When you call us providers, it's actually unethical, and it doesn't recognize our professionalism. It just is a degrading name to most of us, and I believe it is to both Dr. McLean and Dr. Carney. Sometimes we do need to talk about a variety of healthcare members, which includes physicians, nurse practitioners, physician's assistants, and other professionals such as physical therapists, occupational therapists. And I think it's best to use the term clinicians when we're talking about the whole group. But when we're talking about physicians, let's use the word physician. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
Information contained herein should never be used as a substitute for clinical judgment. For more episodes, links to CME and MOC, or to view disclosures, visit go.annals.org/oncall.